Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to San Jose, where Liberty pulled off the win over Mississippi State. And this guy, Caleb Holmesley, went off in this game. In the second half, he scored 22 of his 30 in the second half. In the money half, this guy just absolutely lit it up. Caleb joins us now from San Jose on CBS Sports Radio. Nice job, bro.
I appreciate it.
I mean, way to light it up. But I mean, you had to just start seeing it, right? I mean, you had to start feeling it at some point because you started draining it in the second half.
Yeah, I think the ice got broken when I think we were down by 10, and then I had got fouled on a three. So I got to shoot three free throws, and it kind of breathed life into the team as well. We were struggling a little bit on offense, so get the easy points on the free throw line, and then after that, it was all playing calling from Coach McKay.
So you guys scored 14 points in less than 5 minutes, and that got you back in the game, right?
Yes.
I mean, that was crazy. Now, your boy, Kabil, he went off as well in the game. So it was kind of the two of you that were lighting it up.
Yeah, he's a big-time player. He makes big shots, and he made a big shot tonight for us. Really came down in the stretch with free throws as well.
And Baxter Bell also had double figures. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the three of you were a huge difference.
Yeah, we have a very balanced group. I think that it can be anybody on any night, and just so happened to be us tonight, but like I said, the character of our guys is what kind of brought us together towards the end of that game.
I thought your threes were all big as well. I didn't think, 25 of them, that's a lot. But, I mean, you hit 12 of them for 48%. That's solid. Yeah. And I thought you were solid at the line as well and got to the line and made your free throws.
Yeah, usually we're not a team that really gets to the line. But I thought tonight we really took advantage of their size, tried to get them in the air a little bit, lift them a little bit. We know they want to block shots. So I thought that we did a very good job at getting to the line tonight.
I mean, all year long, you guys were incredible in the conference, and you and Lipscomb went at it and finished tied. How did that conference battle with them prepare you for this postseason? Because you guys aren't afraid of anybody. That's pretty obvious.
Yeah, the games with them were very tough. We knew that any game with them was going to be very tough. And I thought that really helped us, though, going into the NCAA tournament. They're an NCAA tournament type of team. They've been there before, so they know what it takes. And I thought that we really had to lock in. And I thought that the games that we played, especially the championship game that we played at their place, really helped us for this win tonight.
So you take on an SEC team that plays that brutal schedule. What did you think of them, physically, athletically against you and your boys in this game? Like, you take on a school that plays that brutal, schedule. Everybody says, oh, they're a heavyweight and you're a nobody.
Yeah.
What did you think of them physically and athletically?
Yeah, that was our scouting, and we knew they were very athletic. We knew they were the more athletic team. And I think the guys did a really good job at not trying to match their athleticism. I thought that we played to our strengths, do what we had to do on the defense and offensive end. But, yeah, they were much more athletic than us. But I thought that tonight we played like ourselves and we played smart.
How did you end up at Liberty, and you were a North Carolina kid? How did you end up there, because of your Christianity, or did any of the big schools come after you? How did you end up there?
Yeah, so my high school actually took a team camp to Liberty to play other schools. And when I was there, I got offered. I believe that was my second offer I had got. But I fell in love, not then, but when I came on my visit. I fell in love with the university, coaching staff. I really thought that the guys were special. And then that coach actually ended up leaving. I had committed to him, but he actually ended up leaving. And so then I stuck with it. Coach McKay called my phone one day and said that he wanted to keep my scholarship. He thought it was right by him to keep it. And so then we connected. He came to my high school, saw me for the first time. And then when I got up there, I loved it. He really instilled a great culture, did what he had to do to make those decisions, and right now it shows.
And now you're chilling in San Jose watching Vatek and St. Louis, and the Hokies are killing them at this point.
Yep.
You're going to have a big game on Sunday. I'm sure you guys are fired up to go to the next round and play another huge game.
Yeah, yeah, of course. We played Virginia Tech in an exhibition game before the season started. So we kind of know what their deal is. They're a very good team, and we'll just have to be ready, get on the scout, and go to practice tomorrow and get ready.
How did that game go against them? I know it was early on in the season before it even happened. What did that game go down like?
Yeah, it was a close game until the end. They started to pull away. They really played to their strengths towards the end of the game, and I think that we've made those adjustments throughout the season to help us play those high major different teams. Like tonight, we had to make some adjustments. But I think that other than that, we'll be okay.
I'll tell you what, you lit it up tonight. 5 threes, 10 of 16 from the floor, 30 points in an NCAA game. You'll remember that for the rest of your life. Congratulations, dude. Nice job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Good luck Sunday, bro.
Thank you.
All right, my man. There you go. Caleb Holmesley, 30 tonight for Liberty in their win over Mississippi State, getting benched.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.